we look forward to your concert in Scottsdale, but I want to ask you about the List app. How did this start?
Well, it's a company who've been doing apps on cultural topics. So they did a prize-winning one on The Wasteland, and they've done one on Shakespeare's sonnets, and more recently, I haven't seen it, but they did one on Disney on the cartoons. And they did one with Esa-Pekka Salonen on the symphony orchestra, and asked whether I'd be interested in doing something on the piano, and I did one on the Liszt Sonata. It's really like a combination of a DVD and a coffee table book. So you have the highest quality film of the performance of the work from four different angles. You can choose which angle you watch it from. Then you have the score running in there. You have essays about not just Liszt, but sonata form, the 19th century, where the cultural setting of the piece. I recorded 20 little interviews, little sort of talks about the piece, and I also recorded a commentary on the piece that you can listen to as you listen to the piece. So I'm telling you what's going on all the time with all the motives and how they're coming in and being used. So it's a kind of an all-round look at the piece. By the time you've explored this app, you'll certainly know a lot more about the Liszt Sonata than you did before.
My first takeaway when I looked at it was, what a remarkable thing for students to get to watch from the, with this one camera, it looks like it's right over your shoulder. You're looking right down in your hands. It looks as though you can bring the music right up. So your hands, and somebody could watch, well, how's he fingering that?
Yeah, it's true. You can really, and I think that it's the beginning, you know, for, I think this technology is amazing, and I can see how it would work in opera so well. It would be fantastic to be able to talk to the conductor, talk to the designer, the director, all of these people, and have a backstage insight onto what's going on, and not just have, you know, the text going beneath, but even the score, perhaps, or goodness knows what. It's, you know, it's limitless, really. String quartets, to be able to isolate each instrument in the quartet and listen to that instrument alone, follow that instrument on the score, have the insight of what that person is thinking while they're playing. And so, yeah, I think we've only just begun to explore this technology.
Well, and it's so nice, too, to see classical musicians coming to the table on this. So they're early adopters for these things were usually songwriters and producers who would say, here's my record, now you remix it on the DVD. It was a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Really is a great pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, thanks. I've really enjoyed the interview. Thanks a lot.